I'd like to do a couple of old-timers now that come from a long time before the phonograph record was thought of, or the phonograph, or any way of recording of any way. First one is a song that I learned from a lady that lives right near where I do over there in North Carolina. Mr. A.L. Lloyd of London told me once that this old song was made up of bits and pieces of some of the much older English love songs, and this version of it, I guess, is 150 years old. It's called A Rovin' on a Winter's Night, and then we'll get one of the good old ballads. Now, on these tunes, when they were originally sung, I doubt if there was guitar arrangements to them, because usually the guitar players play that sort of sophisticated music like Julian Bream plays on the lute, you know, that kind of thing. If there were guitars, there were very few of them. Anyhow, some of these songs give me a pretty hard time in figuring out a lyric that wouldn't sound, a guitar arrangement that wouldn't sound out of place. Trying to get it to sound simple and country, you know, down to earth, so it wouldn't override the song itself. And sometimes I think I did a pretty bad job, but anyway, I had to try. A-roving on a winter's night, and a-drinking good old wine, thinking about that pretty little girl that's broke this heart of mine. She is just like some butter rose that blooms in the month of June, or like some musical instrument that's just been laid light to. Perhaps it's a trip to a foreign, a trip to France or Spain, but if I should go 10,000 miles, I'm a-coming back again. And it's who's going to shoot your poor little feet, and who will glove going to kiss your sweet, sweet lips. Honey, who's going to be your man? The rocks all melt in the sun. I love you till the day I die, though you will never be my own. A roving on a winter's night, and a drinking about that pretty little girl that's broke this heart.